From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP engineers are mulling over ideas for tackling that huge oil spill threatening several Gulf Coast states. Yesterday, they failed to secure a big metal box around the source of the leak, a damaged well that's been spewing thousands of gallons of oil a day since late April off the Louisiana coast. Engineers are determining whether to try again. As oil spreads, it poses a bigger threat to the environment. Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says while many people are making comparisons between the spill and Hurricane Katrina, the situations are very different.
As anomalous and as complex as Katrina was, there was a beginning and an end to it. In this oil spill, we're actually dealing with a source that does not have human access, and that's very, very different than anything we've ever done before. It's 5,000 feet down on the floor of the ocean. Everything we know through what's seen by remotely operated vehicles and remote sensing. And everything we do down there is through robotics.
Thad Allen speaking today to NPR. The Obama administration is blaming the Pakistani Taliban for last weekend's foil bomb attack on Times Square. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the U.S. is turning up the pressure now on Pakistan to crack down on militants.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Pakistani Taliban was intimately involved in the failed bombing, telling ABC's This Week.
We've now developed evidence that shows that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the attack. We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it and that he was working at their direction.
The suspect, Faisal Shahzad, is a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan, accused of planting a car bomb in Times Square that malfunctioned. The president's counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, says the militant Pakistani group Shahzad allegedly worked with has close ties with al-Qaeda. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS's 60 Minutes the administration expects more cooperation from Pakistan in fighting terrorism, and there will be consequences as if an attack on U.S. soil is traced back to Pakistan. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
With fears that Greece's debt troubles could undermine global economic recovery, European Union finance ministers are holding an emergency session in Brussels. Terry Schultz reports.
Finance officials were assigned this job early Saturday morning when their heads of state agreed that a stabilization mechanism is needed immediately to prevent other fragile Eurozone economies from needing a bailout like Greece. It's not clear how they're going to do that, only that they must, said Spanish Finance Minister Elena Salgado, who's chairing the session.
We are going to defend the euro. We have to give more stability to our currency.
One possibility is setting up a European version of the International Monetary Fund, which could then loan money to Eurozone governments. However, all 27 EU members would have to agree to such a mechanism, and Britain, which does not use the euro, has already signaled it doesn't like the idea.
Terry Schultz reporting. This is NPR. Russia is marking the 65th anniversary of victory in Europe in World War II. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was joined by 20 world leaders for the annual military parade on Red Square, which, as Peter Van Dyke reports, included American soldiers for the first time.
The parade lasted more than an hour, with more than 10,000 personnel and 150 military vehicles filing past the grandstand in front of Lenin's tomb. The historic honor of representing the United States fell to the Germany-based 2nd Battalion of the 18th Infantry Regiment.
На Красной площади офицеры и солдаты вооруженных сил Соединенных Штатов Америки.
The regiment took part in the D-Day landings and, the announcer said, as the whole world knows, met the Soviet forces on the Elbe River. Watching alongside President Medvedev were the German Chancellor and Chinese President, as well as the heads of state of almost all the former Soviet countries. After the parade, the leaders walked around the Kremlin wall to lay wreaths at the tomb of the unknown soldier. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
More airports in Europe are shutting down because of a spreading volcanic ash cloud out of Iceland. But disruptions are described as minor compared to the unprecedented flight troubles the plume caused in Europe last month. So far, several countries have closed down a few airports in each, and hundreds of flights have either been delayed or canceled. For the first time, the Philippines is using an automated vote count in its elections this week. People will decide tomorrow on a president and candidates for thousands of local offices, but the new system is raising concerns over fraud. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.